the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Today is Ashura. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio on the day of Ashura. Peace be upon the loneliness of the lonely. Peace be upon the greatest martyr of all martyrs. Peace be upon him who was slain by the individuals of illegitimate birth. Peace be upon the one who is at rest in Karbala. Peace be upon the one for whom the heavenly angels wept. Today is Ashura. Today is Friday, 10th of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, accept our condolences on Ashura.
عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بأبي الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
The Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, O Fatima, every eye shall be weeping on the Day of Judgment, except the eye which has shed tears over the tragedy of Hussein. For surely that eye shall be laughing and shall be given the glad tidings of the bounties and comforts of paradise. Ashura marks the day in which Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Imam al-Hussein, and all 72 of his companions were violently martyred more than 14 centuries ago in Karbala. They all sacrificed what they have to save Islam from utter distortion and destruction. Thus, every year on the day of Ashura, millions of mourners commemorate their martyrdom anniversary to memorize what Imam al-Hussein taught us. He taught us all how to stand up and resist oppression, monarchy, Shims, Yazids, and Ibn Ziyads of the present time, the current age. Condolences to every Muslim all over the world, to every Freeman all over the world, to every Shia all over the world.
So the first step was bala and understanding the calamity of Ashura. The second thing is now grieving, now that you know it is the worst bala that happened upon anybody. And it is the bala that the angels understand. It is the bala of the Ahlul Islam, the people of Islam. We now understand that we should grieve, we should become sad for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that we should shed tears for him. if we look at the narrations, we understand that all the prophets cried for Imam Hussein. Even Adam, when he understood about what happened to Imam Hussein, he began to cry. One of the stories I'd like to share with you today is the story of Prophet Zakaria. Prophet Zakaria was taught the names, the Al-Asma. What are the names? Prophet Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein. He was taught these names. This narration is in the book of Ihtijaj, Al-Ihtijaj of Sheikh Tabarsi. When he learned these names, the name of Imam Hussein was taught to him. It says in the narration that it says, إِذَا ذَكَرْتُ الْحُسَيْنِ تَدْمَعُ عَيْنِي. When I hear this name, Allah, you have taught me the name of Hussein, I begin to cry. And then he learns the story of Karbala. What happens to Prophet Zakaria when he learns about Imam Hussein? What would happen to him? It says, فَلَمَّا سَمِعَ ذَلِكَ زَكَرِيَا لَمْ يُفَارِقْ مَسْجِدَهُ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ. 3 days he kept himself in the masjid. وَمَّنَعَ فِيهِنَّ النَّاسِ مِنْ دُخُولَ عَلَيْهِ. He didn't allow anybody to enter. وَأَقْبَلَ عَلَى الْبُكَى. And he began to cry and cry and cry. Prophet Zakaria, knowing that what happened to Imam Hussein, his brothers and sisters, the reality of Ashura can only be witnessed by the prophets and their successors. They truly know what happened to Imam Hussein. They can truly understand the batin and the essence of Karbala. So what did Prophet Zakaria do dua for? He wanted reward. We say, give us some of the reward of the musab, of those that have been afflicted. Give us some of this reward. He wanted the reward of calamity, of huzn, of patience. So he did a very special dua. He says in this narration, Elahi urzuqni walada. God, grant me a son that I love, a son that I like, and then take away that son for me so that I can in the same way have the affliction of the noble messenger of Allah, that he knows that his son, because in the traditions, the Prophet talks about Imam Hussein as his son, even though it is his grandson, that when Allah took away and put bala in Imam Hussein and martyred Imam Hussein, that is the bala of the Holy Prophet. So in the same way, give me a son so I can share that bala of the Holy Prophet, knowing that his grandson, knowing that his son will be martyred. And Allah gave him Yahya, and Yahya was martyred, and is very similar in story and very similar to Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn. It is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. Who is Hussein? Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. God loves those who love Hussein. These were the words of Muhammad, Messenger of Allah, concerning his grandson. The Prophet Muhammad distinctly linked those loved by Allah to those who love Hussein. On other occasion, when Imam al-Hussein came toward Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah said, I swear by the one who sent me as a prophet with truth that the remembrance of Hussein, the son of Ali, is greater in heaven than it is on earth. On the right of Allah's throne, he, Imam al-Hussein, is written as the lamb of guidance and the ship of salvation. As with all the holy infallibles, Imam al-Hussein's virtues span a multitude of dimensions which cannot be encompassed by this short announcement. However, in the mind of many sincere devotees, Imam al-Hussein is most remembered for his knowledge, piety, and revolution against tyranny. Condolences on Ashura.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار فلا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
Merit of visiting the tomb of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, peace be upon him. It is related that the pilgrims of the grave of the tomb of Imam al-Hussein will enter paradise 40 years before others, who will be engaged in accountability and abeyance, while his pilgrim will turn his sins into a pride upon the door of his house and will pass upon it as you pass upon the bridge, while leaving it behind. It is related that it will be said to the pilgrims of Imam al-Hussein on the day of Qiyamah, the resurrection day, that catch hold of the hands of anyone whom you befriend and enter them into paradise. Then each man will catch hold of the hand of another until a man will say to another, "Do you not recognize me? I am the one who had risen for you on such and such day." He shall enter him into paradise without any hindrance or restraint.
It is now time for the farewell. Imam Hussein alayhi salam addresses the women folk. He tells them, Ya Zainab, Ya Umma Kulthum, Ya Sakina, Ya Ruqayya, Ya Fatima, Alaykunna Minna Salam. O Zainab, O Umma Kulthum, O Sakina, O Ruqayya, O Fatima, I bid you farewell. His daughter Sakina asks him, she says, O my father, are you preparing for death? He tells her, كَيْفَ لَا يَسْتَسْلِمُ مَنْ لَا نَاصِرَ لَهُ وَلَا مُعِينَ How can somebody who has no helpers not prepare for death? He now bids farewell to his sister, Zainab Salamullahi Alayha, to his son, Imam Zainul Abidin Alayhi Salam. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ Imam Hussein alayhi salam is now advancing towards the enemy, raising his sword. He has no hope of survival. He challenges them one by one to duels. He kills all those who accept his challenges. And then he charges on the army's east flank, crying out, Al-Mawt awla min rukub al-aar, wal-aaru awla min dukhul al-naar. Death is better than accepting and dying in a state of humility. And dying in humility is better than being in the fire of hell. And then after that, he attacks the left flank of the army, saying, "Ana al-Husayn ibn Ali, alaytu alaytu an la anthani, ahmi ayalati abi, amdi ala din al-Nabi." If you do not know me, then I am Hussein, the son of Ali. I will never bow nor bend. I will protect the family of my father. I will remain on the creed of my prophet. 4,000 arrows are shot at Hussein. He is forced to come off of his horse. Imam Hussein alayhi salam sees that they are now going to take advantage of the opportunity to loot the tents of the women. He cries out at them, Oh, followers of Abu Sufyan, Ya Shi'ata Ali Abi Sufyan. At least if you do not have any religion with you, and if you do not fear the hereafter, then be free in your lives and do not loot the tents while I am alive. Shimr orders them to hold off until Imam Hussein alayhi salam is killed. Imam Hussein alayhi salam goes and fights and he comes back to the tents. He goes and fights and comes back to the tents. The women and the children are holding to his clothes. They are moaning, stunned by the situation. They keep on begging Imam Hussein alayhi salam for water. And they are scared. They are telling him to protect them. Umar ibn Sa'ad wants to put an end to this. He tells his men, woe to you. Attack him right now while he is distracted with the women and the children. Because if he were to direct his attention to you, you will not be able to survive against Hussein ibn Ali. They begin to fire so many arrows against him. Some of the arrows even come and pierce the tents of the women. They are very scared over what is happening. Imam Hussein alayhi salam comes out of the tents like an angry lion. Anybody who comes up to him and tries to catch up with him, he stabs with his sword. At this point, he comes back to his quarters saying, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. The thirst is too much to bear. He asks for some water. Shimmer cries out, La'anatullahi alay. You shall not have a taste of water until you reach the fire of hell. Another man cries out, O Hussein, do you not see this water of the Euphrates, how it is clear as the belly of a snake? You shall not taste of it until you die of thirst. Imam Hussein alayhi salam cries out, O Allah, cause this man to die of thirst. At this point, Hussein alayhi salam is overcome by the thirst of not having water for so many days. He stands to rest and he stops fighting. At this point, a man throws a stone at him. The stone hits the forehead of Imam. Blood starts to run down the face of Imam Hussein. He takes his shirt up to wipe the blood from the face. But then another man shoots a three-pronged arrow that pierces the chest of Imam Hussein and settles in his heart. Imam Hussein immediately cries out, Bismillah wa billah. Bismillah wa billah wa ala millati Rasulillah.
As-salamu ala
Assalamu alaikum, Ya Abu Abdullah. Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep us in your dua and fi amanillah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.